Hey guys, welcome back to my show. In this episode, once again, I have a really special guest with me today. Her name is Kenzie Kate. Some of you may know her by her amazing songs. One of her songs is That Good, which is what I was listening to right before the interview. I mean, that song is a gem. Like, be sure to listen to that. I mean, it's amazing. It's like very girl powery and like, you know, it's an amazing song to listen to. Anyways, hi Kenzie, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me here. I'm so excited.
Yep, same. Thank you so much for taking on the time, you know?
Of course.
So please, introduce yourself and maybe possibly sing a few lines of That Good.
I'm Kenzie Kate. I'm a singer-songwriter. I live in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm 19. And the That Girl, the TikTok clip. I come right back if you ask me to. I don't want to be that girl that you know will forgive you. That's the little clip.
I love it. You sound so good a cappella and with music and without music. Like, wow, just 19 and like being this good is crazy, honestly.
Thank you.
Yeah, so how's your perspective? Like, I know you've been doing music for quite some time. So how's your perspective on music changed over the years?
It's changed a lot. I mean, I grew up doing theater. I started taking vocal lessons when I was in middle school. And I would just, you know, rehearse for the theater auditions. And I always loved music, obviously. I grew up loving Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, of course. And I always just admired their songwriting and like the lyric ability. But I was, you know, such a little theater kid. Songwriting was something that I never really thought that like I could do until COVID hit, really, when I was like, and then I was like, okay, you know, I want to try this, you know, I'm going to try writing songs more often and trying to write like every day during quarantine, because what else are you going to do? And that's when I really started being like, okay, like, I think this is something that I can kind of do. Like, I actually really, really like songwriting. I always loved English class. I weirdly always loved writing essays and like stuff like that. I love reading. So it kind of was just like, I don't know why I never put two and two together. Like, I love music. I love theater. I love songs. Let's actually try the songwriting. So yeah, I started writing songs during COVID. And then I think, you know, my music has changed a lot over the years, and especially since I started writing songs. And I think also when I came to college, I went to Belmont for music business, and I saw everybody around me writing songs, and I was like, damn, they're really good. I need to work on this. And then I just, you know, that was scary freshman year when you come into a group full of music kids that are like so good, and you get a little bit of like imposter syndrome. But definitely once I had my first heartbreak, I had so much inspiration, and that was really what was able to get me full swing back into songwriting. And, you know, I think that emotion is like the most powerful thing like we have in life, and it motivates us to do everything, like career-wise and love-wise and just all the good things. And so I've been very driven by emotion throughout my entire career, and obviously my music is also driven by emotion. So I've been through a little journey with the music so far, but it's been really fun. It's what I love most, so I'm excited to keep doing it and see how my perspective continues to change.
It's actually quite awesome, honestly. Like, you know, you always seem like, obviously, like, you know, some people, like, as you said, like, you know, you were a music kid and a theater kid, but you never connected those two together to make like songwriting a thing for you. And I often think that, like, you know, there's always like a spark that kind of starts within you, be it like some kind of emotional thing or a crisis that you're going through, or like, you know, honestly, just like finding someone doing something and you're like, oh, I want to do that too. Or in this case, like, you know, COVID and heartbreak and things like that. And I feel like just the magic of, like, you know, just something happening to you and you wanting to start just is so like interesting and creative, because like as a creative person, you kind of need to think about, like, for me, what happens is anything happens, good, bad, anything, I just start writing something random. I don't even think, I just, like, you know, start doing it and then the music just automatically comes to me. So on that note, like, for you, like, would you say that your music, like, could you just like play the piano or play your instrument or like, you know, play a track and then get your lyrics? Or would you say you think of the story first, get the lyrics and then give it a, how does it work for you?
I think most of the time I'm writing in real time and I'm just, you know, now when I'm sitting down and I'm like, okay, I want to write a song, I'm just like, well, what am I feeling right now? Or if it's like the opposite way around, I'm like feeling something really strongly and I'm like, okay, this is a song, like this would be a good song. A lot of times I've always been really into journaling, like since I was a kid, like I've always just, I remember like in second grade, my teacher, we would have to like choose an activity to do on Fridays, like at the end of the week, and journaling was one of the activities, and I was like literally the only kid like sitting in the corner, like just writing down every emotion I had for the day, just being like, so, and my friend didn't sit with me at lunch, and that really hurt my feelings, and you know, now she's over there playing recess, and I hope she's not mad at me, like, I just would like write everything down, and I've always been that way. So even if it's not a song, just like kind of like getting my emotions and, you know, everything I'm thinking in my head, I feel a lot of things all the time and I think a lot of things all the time, and just getting that down really helps. And then, you know, when I do go to write a song, I can kind of like pull from that, and just like making sure that the emotion feels real. And I think, you know, when I'm writing in real time, it's just like I'm just telling the story of how I feel in that moment, and that's the way that it can come across in the most like authentic way, if that makes sense.
It's like really interesting, you know, because journaling I think is like the key thing, like, you know, journaling, diary writing, I've heard so many people do that. And I think ever since I also started, like, you know, not journaling exactly, but like, you know, I have like this diary, like so those of you, of course, like obviously none of you guys can see that, but I have like this diary, I forgot actually, I was so the diary I have is like a brown leather diary, which I have like, you know, write stuff in and things like that. And I think journaling really helps, you know, because like for me as well, I talk a lot. I do not stop. I do not have an off button, honestly. So I think just writing music or just writing stuff, you know, just helps you get out all the things you want to get out, like good emotions, bad emotions, any kind of emotion really. And it kind of empties your mind in a good way to help you get new ideas. And I think it's just a creative approach that many singers I've heard of have done.
Yeah, it definitely is so helpful when it comes to songwriting.
And like the fact that you started in second grade, like, you know, doing journaling, writing about friends and writing about your day, like I honestly think that may have played a role in your music career. What do you think?
I definitely agree. Like, I've always just liked to write shit down. Like, even if I wasn't, you know, songwriting exactly, I've always been, I guess, just into the journaling side of things and trying to, like, compartmentalize my emotions a little bit and make sense of them. Because when you are so sensitive as I am, or when you feel emotions so big as I do, like sometimes they feel really confusing and you can't make sense of them. So I think, you know, that obviously plays a big role in my songwriting, how emotional and sensitive I am, and that's also what inspired me to start journaling at a young age.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. Like, you know, like again, as I said earlier, journaling is just like, in other words, just like a way to get your thoughts on paper, honestly, right? And I think even if you're not journaling, like you're typing, singing, writing, like it's all like part of the process, honestly, right? Like if you are like, honestly, just like songwriting as well, like songwriting basically is just words that are given a rhyme or like a story or something to tell. And I think journaling is just the best way to do that.
Yeah.
So this is actually a fun question for you, totally unrelated. If your music was a flavor of ice cream, what would it be and why?
I think it would be Strawberry Cheesecake by Ben & Jerry's.
And why would you say that?
I would say that because, first of all, I love cheesecake and I love strawberries. My go-to choice of ice cream, though, is chocolate brownie. But I don't think my music resonates with chocolate brownie. I think it's Strawberry Cheesecake. Strawberry Cheesecake is like, you get that every once in a while when you're like, you really need a pick-me-up, like you need something to make you a little happy, but you know, maybe you're crying, maybe you're like watching a rom-com crying, eating Strawberry Cheesecake. I feel like that's the vibe of my music, you know, like watching the rom-com, you're upset, you're crying, but it feels kind of good, it feels kind of cathartic. that kind of thing. That's why I'm resonating with the strawberry cheesecake. Chocolate brownie is like, you know, that's just fun. Like, oh, let's get a little ice cream, let's get a little chocolate brownie. Like, if you're in your feels, you're heartbroken, you want to go home and rot in bed for 12 hours, you're not going to get chocolate brownie. It's going to stain your sheets, and you're planning on eating it in bed. So strawberry cheesecake is the move, and I feel like that's the same with my music.
I actually agree with that. I've heard your music, and I think, honestly, like, that girl is a song that you would want to have, like, you know, strong flavors, like, you know, lemon sherbet, or a strawberry cheesecake, or bubble gum, like, you know, the blue ice cream, I forgot what it's called, or, like, anything, like, you know, like, kind of, like, strong, or, like, you know, kind of, like, poppy, you know?
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. Like, for me, my music, at least, like, what I've released so far, I would say it's more bubblegum-ish. Like, you know, bubblegum pop, kind of.
Bubblegum pop, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a fun yet sticky kind of song. I don't know the definition of sticky in this sense, but I would say that probably it's, like, like, you know, fun. Like, it's kind of all over the place, honestly, at this point, since I've just started, like, you know, putting out songs and things. It's more like some of them are happy, some of them are sad, some of them are just like odd feelings that are not even a feeling, things like that. So my final question for you is, what's the advice you would give to emerging singer-songwriters?
Advice to give to emerging singer-songwriters? I would say just being as authentic and as real as you can. I feel like, you know, you can try to make music that's gonna relate to people, or be like, oh, this would be a really good concept and I think people would like latch onto this, or oh, this would do well on TikTok, or oh, I want to make a song that sounds exactly like a Taylor Swift song, or exactly like Olivia Rodrigo song, or, you know, I want to be Ariana Grande and I want to do this, I want to do that. And I think like finding your sound and your music and just writing something that's like really, really true to you, like people recognize that. And I think it's really important to be real in your music and just come across as authentic as possible, because I think when it starts to not be true to you is when people, you know, won't resonate as well with it as they do when it's real and it's emotional. So that's like the best piece of advice I can give, and just sticking with it, because, you know, you're never gonna be good at anything when you start, you know? Like, yeah. I think also just like doing it, like just do it, you know? What do you have to lose? So I was a really big perfectionist, especially when I started putting out music. I was like, you know, worried about it being the right song or the right thing and saying the right things. And I was just like, you know what, why don't I just do it? Like, jump in, learn as you go, and just do it. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Something really, really cool could come from it. So there's no reason to be scared, because if someone judges you for doing something you love, then they suck. So that's the one you want in your life anyways. So that's the advice I have.
That's honestly really good advice. I think it's really important, like, you know, be yourself, like as you said, be authentic, and not like, you know, you kind of don't want to confine yourself to a box where like people think of you as, oh, look, that's the girl who sings like this person. You want them to be more of like, oh, that's the person who sang this song and it sounds so cool. Like, you want your own kind of like own personality and your own persona, rather than being the wannabe Ariana Grande or the wannabe Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's just like beautiful advice, because like honestly, like teenagers as well, like, you know, like now teenagers have also started getting into singer songwriting, and like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, they often think that you have to be someone, like someone who already exists. They do not realize that they're good the way they are, and they should just be writing as who they are, rather than, you know, acting like someone.
Yeah,
I mean, again, I had an amazing time chatting with you. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. This was so fun.
Thank you so much. Everyone listening to this episode right now, I'll be linking Kenzie Kate's website. Be sure to check her music and follow her on Instagram. Have a great day, everyone, and I'll see you all next time.